And we have a related question from Lynn in our live audience. She said her vet diagnosed her 24-year-old gelding with PPID last fall while they were treating him. While they are treating him, he still has a thicker hair coat than the younger horses. Is there anything that she needs to do differently to help her horse stay cool during the summer?
Absolutely. I encourage all my owners. We use medication to help with PPID, and hopefully they finally shed off in the summer. But either A, if they don't shed soon enough, or B, don't shed enough, I encourage my owners to get out those clippers and do a full body clip, because some of those poor animals look like woolly mammoths, and that's just really unfun to be 80, 90 degree heat, whether there's humidity or not, and have that kind of a coat. So the best thing you can do is get them clipped down as close to the, you know, fairly tight clip, all of the body. And then you would just provide the same amount of care that you would for any of your horses, which is access to lots of water, shade, ventilation, those sorts of things.
So beyond the hair coat on PPID horses, do they have trouble with thermoregulation in general, just related to their illness, or is there any reason to be concerned about them beyond the hair coat?
Yeah, I think they do, you know, because we know now that they're really producing hormones of all kinds of different layers and levels, if you will, since the pituitary is the master gland. Depending on how, and horses certainly experience PPID from mild to severe. So certainly moderate to severe animals, personally, I think they absolutely do struggle with the heat, even when they have a clipped coat. They tend to have high glucose, so they're almost like they're basically a diabetic type horse. They may or may not sweat as well. They have difficulty with protein. So I think there's probably a lot there that we don't even understand, but because they're dealing with high levels of steroids, they're in a system that is not the same as a normal horse. So besides the thicker coat, I feel they struggle with all kinds of things more than just your normal horse that doesn't have PPID.